You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Jordan North from BBC Radio 1, from the greatest hits on Sunday morning on Radio 1.
So Jordan, could you briefly describe your path from student radio into the real world of radio?
I love how you said briefly there, because yeah, radio presenters love talking about themselves and they can go on for about 5 minutes. I started off on Spark FM, which was at the University of Sunderland. I was there for 3 years. I left uni, I got a job in commercial radio at Capital. I went from Capital FM in the northeast and in Manchester to Rock FM, which is a Bauer station that I grew up listening to. And from Rock FM I did the Drive Time show, and then I left 18 months ago to try and get a job at Radio 1. That was 18 months ago, and I've just 2 months ago officially got my own show on Radio 1, so it's taken about 7 years in the making.
7 years in the making, but got a show on Radio 1, so are you happy about that?
Yeah, chuffed to bits. I was saying before that it still doesn't seem real. I mean, I was on Radio 1 for ages covering different shows, but now I can actually say I'm a Radio 1 presenter, and it feels great, it really does.
So what shocked you the most about the transition from student radio into the real world of radio?
The thing that shocked me the most was going from student radio, you can be as creative as you want and you don't really answer to anyone. And when you go into commercial radio, you answer to a lot of people, and sometimes, not all the time, the creativity can be taken away from you. So that shocked me, and the fact that you do a thing called a snoop, which is where you listen back to your show, or an air check, as they call it in America, and it's horrible listening back to your show with a boss who's critiquing you. So that was a big shock for me.
You said there, sort of being, I guess, shoehorned into an area where you don't have as much control over what you do. Is that what you miss most about student radio, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got to learn when you go into commercial or BBC from student radio that you can still be creative, you've just got to do it in a certain way, and there's some constraints. You know, in student radio you can do whatever you want, so I do miss that. And if you're doing student radio now and you're listening, be as creative as you can, do 6-7 minute links if you want to, do really mad crazy stuff, because you won't get the chance to do it at many other stations. Although at Radio 1 you can, because you can be really creative there.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.